Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
New disclosures and Baylor tenure scandal. The Chronicle of Higher Education has disclosed new information in the continuing scandal over Baylor University's denial of tenure to gifted conservative scholar Francis Beckwith. I'm Robert Crowther, Director of Communications at Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Today on the ID the Future podcast, we look at academic freedom, specifically the case of CSC fellow Dr. Francis Beckwith. Last spring, Baylor University in Texas denied tenure to noted scholar Francis Beckwith. Beckwith is an impeccable scholar with a distinguished publication record, including a forthcoming book from Cambridge University Press. He is also a gentleman in the classic sense of the term, someone who is liked and respected even by his fair-minded opponents. But Beckwith has a problem. His views are out of sync with the left-wing ideologues who control much of American academia. For instance, Beckwith has defended the constitutionality of teaching about intelligent design. Note, he has not advocated the wisdom of teaching ID, nor has he taken sides on the ultimate rightness or wrongness of ID. He has only defended the constitutionality of presenting the debate. Even this was no doubt too much for Darwin dogmatists. According to the Chronicle of Higher Education article out this week, Beckwith alleges that his former department chair, Derek Davis, worked to undermine his tenure application. And now it turns out that Davis himself, quote, resigned under a cloud, end quote, because of charges that he plagiarized another scholar's work. The Chronicle reports, quote, Mr. Davis resigned from the university at the end of the spring semester following allegations that he neglected to properly cite sources for two of his articles. In one case, Mr. Davis closely paraphrased passages from a 1986 book by Ronald L. Numbers, a professor of the history of science and of medicine, University of Wisconsin at Madison. Mr. Davis acknowledges the improper citation, calling it human error, not plagiarism. Mr. Numbers, who notified Baylor officials about the passages and later exchanged email messages with Mr. Davis, says he is not satisfied with that explanation, end quote. If it's true that Davis helped push for Beckwith's denial of tenure, then the whole tenure process at Baylor is tainted. Beckwith has appealed his tenure denial, but Baylor president John Lilly has been sitting on the appeal for months. The Chronicle reports that his decision is now promised this month. In the meantime, a sense of outrage is apparently building among some of Beckwith's colleagues who believe Beckwith was shafted because of his conservative views, including his defense of the constitutionality of intelligent design. According to the Chronicle, quote, C. Stephen Evans, a professor of philosophy and humanities, says he will consider resigning if the decision is not reversed. Mr. Evans, who calls himself a liberal Democrat, says Mr. Beckwith is being railroaded for his conservative views, even though he clearly merits tenure on the basis of his scholarly work and teaching, end quote. Given that Baylor's president, John Lilly, is apparently about to make his decision regarding Beckwith's appeal, those who want to speak up for Beckwith's academic freedom might consider weighing in with an email to Dr. Lilly right now. You can email Dr. Lilly at john_lilly@baylor.edu. That's john_lilly@baylor.edu. Alumni, donors, and parents of potential Baylor students are particularly important voices for the Baylor administration to hear from right now. So please email Dr. Lilly at john_lilly@baylor.edu and let them know what you think about Dr. Beckwith's academic freedom. For more information about this and other academic freedom issues, be sure to visit our website at www.discovery.org/CSC. and click on Academic Freedom. Across America, the freedom of scientists, teachers, and students to question Darwin is coming under increasing attack by what can only be called Darwinian fundamentalists. These self-appointed defenders of the theory of evolution are waging a malicious campaign to demonize and blacklist anyone who disagrees with them. If you support the right of scientists and teachers to speak their mind about evolution, please visit www.discovery.org/CSC and click on Academic Freedom. And if you can, please help us by joining the Discovery Society. All the details can be found at www.discovery.org/CSC. Again, just click on Academic Freedom. If you have questions about this or any of our podcasts, please email info@idthefuture.com. That's info@idthefuture.com. I'm Robert Crowther for IDTF at the CSC in Seattle. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Bennett. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.